decision. 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And it's one of the reasons, friends, why you cannot turn the radio off before we are off the air on Fridays. You can't start your weekend until you've gotten through all the breaking news on Friday afternoon. And there's plenty more where we've been already. Thank you to the big exclusive at the top of the show. But let's get back to stuff that is in the I've got a long list of things to talk about with Joe Borelli, who is the current 2019 candidate for public advocate. Some people say he'd make a good senator from the state of New York. Some people say he'd make a good congressman. Some people say he'd be a good governor someday. Who knows what he'll be? But Joe Borelli, always a pleasure to have you with us at Kevin McCullough Radio. Thanks for being here.
I'm just trying to be a good father and friend, my dear friend Kevin. That's all I'm trying to be.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the fireworks on Capitol Hill. AOC getting bitten back at today by people that actually have dealt with racist issues in their lives when she labeled the aforementioned Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, as a racist. What's happening with the New York delegation that you've been following so far?
Well, I mean, first of all, when Rashida Tlaib actually pushes back against AOC, the proverbial poop has finally hit the fan, where we are in a new level, a new era, a new dawn of craziness. I mean, you know, and let's be objective, Kevin. The Democratic Conference in the House of Representatives has some tremendous civil rights leaders amongst their membership, and we should not ever take that away from them. And to call the speaker and the rest of the conference racist, and how they're picking on her because she's a woman is just a woman of color is beyond. It's not. It doesn't even pass the sniff test. It doesn't pass the serious test.
Yeah.
You know. And I hate to ever defend Nancy Pelosi, but Nancy Pelosi is a serious person. AOC is not. She's a joke. She's a clown. She's a caricature. She's actually becoming a parody of what people think AOC is. I mean, she's just saying nonsense week after week after week. She actually just did an interview with Manu Raju from CNN. I just caught her on the TV, where she's in the hallway of Congress, basically, complaining that Nancy Pelosi gets too much media attention as the speaker. I mean, this is someone who is covered nonstop. She's the only freshman member of Congress who's covered nonstop, gets a bully pulpit to say whatever she wants. And she's actually complaining that the third most powerful person in the United States of America is getting too much press coverage. I mean, this, Kevin, I don't know where it ends for AOC, but I really hope some friend in the Democratic Party can right their ship, not just easy to say I want to win more seats as a Republican, but someone needs to stop this person.
I do not know if she is reelectable in her district, and that's going to be interesting to see how it plays out, because largely she got by on a sleeper vote. 11,000 votes, I think, total were cast for her, and now she's the second most followed politician on Twitter behind the president. It's just insane. Hey, let me go quickly here, because there's a lot I want to get to you. You issued a pretty stern challenge to the NYPD yesterday as it related to the Epstein case. And now I'm hearing rumors swell that you might break news on Wednesday as well. What's going on from your perspective in terms of what should have happened here in New York as it relates to Jeffrey Epstein?
Look, anytime you have a level 3 sex offender who's living in New York City without being properly monitored, that's a failure of the police department and the state prosecutors and the state corrections department, parole office, etc. Where the chips fall is going to be interesting, and we're going to see some news come out Wednesday. But at the end of the day, you know, the NYPD it deserves a little bit of a slap on the wrist because this is a person that they reasonably believed was spending their time in New York City. Not necessarily. Basically, what you have Jeffrey Epstein doing is forum shopping to find the least restrictive environment to register as a level 3 sex offenders, which in his case was his house in the U.S. Virgin Islands, and then pretty much continuing to do what he was probably doing
right.
The whole time.
So he was told he had to register, but he just picked the least punitive place to do that at and then continued business as normal.
Correct. And every year he was smart. smart enough to realize he showed up to whatever the office is in the USVA, registered his annual registry, and that was that. And, you know, we know that with sex offenders, they have the highest rate of recidivism. These are people who don't stop.
Right.
This is not someone stealing some candy.
Joe, we're out of time. I just need to make sure we get this. So there's a piece. You and the New York Post have been working on this. Look for it on Wednesday. Follow Joe on Twitter at Joe Borelli NYC.
Amen.